The only thing in the air is, let's talk about sports this morning with Vince Guerrieri. He writes for the Chronicle-Telegram as well as an author of several books, including the latest one, Weird Moments in Cleveland Sports. Vince, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. And yourself?
We are good. So what is the story that sort of forced you to write a book like this? What was the one you thought, that's a crazy story? I need to put this in a book along with some other ones.
Well, I mean, I do a certain amount of magazine writing on the side, and, you know, I tell people that my beat is stories that make people say, I had no idea any of this happened. And I was able to put together a few of those. I wrote one for Ohio Magazine about the first year of the Cavs, and a couple of stories from that kind of found their way into the book. I wrote one for Deadspin on the Stratomatic All-Star Game at Cleveland Stadium in 1981. And, you know, early 2020, this was basically crowdsourced on Twitter. A lot of people were talking about a lot of goofy things that happened from, you know, freak injuries to terrible, terrible decisions, and there really seems to be no end or no shortage of those. And, you know, I thought, wow, I could probably pull a book outline together on this. And then the pandemic hit, and I had no sports to watch and a lot of free time, and I said, I think I will pull together an outline on this, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah, let's talk about the Cavaliers. We're enjoying the Cavaliers right now with this sort of resurgence, with this young, fun team to watch. But, you know, it's a team that we're glad they're still here, because when they started, you know, it was kind of a bumpy start for this team in the early 70s. I like the fact that you even say that on the first draft they planned was using bubblegum cards. This is, right? I mean, who's available, right? And then they use a bubblegum card. So it's less scientific than what we know today.
Right, right. I actually talked to, for the story I did for Ohio Magazine, I got to talk to a lot of the people who were around. Joe Tate was still alive at that point. I got some time with him. I talked to some of the players, and I got an hour with Bill Fitch, which was just priceless. And he was the one who told me that story. He says, now you have to understand, in those days, there was no ESPN, there was no sports media like there is now. And, I mean, even beyond that, you know, until the 1980s, the NBA was kind of a minor league as far as major leagues went. And he said there was no good way, you know, the only good way to find a player's stats and, you know, maybe even a picture of them was on basketball cards. So they sent the assistant's son to the local drugstore and bought him out of basketball cards, and that's how they put together their draft board.
Right, that's because they were selecting players from former other teams, right, trying to build their own, so they were getting some of them that way.
Yes, this was the expansion draft, and you know it's kind of their biggest hit at that point was Bingo Smith, and he was obviously on the Miracle of Richfield team a few years later, but you know, otherwise they had it sounded like the deck was stacked against not just them but all the expansion teams, because you could play, you know, they would draft a player and then, you know, they would take players out of the expansion draft pool, and then they draft another player and they'd take players out of the expansion draft pool, and so on and so on.
Right. We kind of experienced a little bit of that when the Browns came back, and they sort of had to figure out what players from other teams that nobody wants do we want to put on our team. What's some of your favorite, if maybe one or two of the Browns-centric stories of these weird moments in sports?
You know, it's really funny because, I mean, I came of age as a Cleveland sports fan in the 80s, and, you know, the Indians were so inept that they made a movie about them, Major League. And the Cavaliers, I mean, they got it together in the late 80s, but, you know, throughout the 70s and the 80s, it really felt like they had more bad years than good. And the Browns in the late 1980s, I mean, that was the team that I fell in love with as a sports fan, you know, and I blame Bernie Kosar for that. And then, I mean, in the 90s, you know, once the expansion Browns came back, you know, the Cavs and the Indians and now the Guardians were very competent. And the Browns are just the gift that keeps on giving. They make so many wonderful, terrible decisions that you can't help but really just take notice, and you have to laugh at them. I mean, it just amazed me, and I went into this in the book. I mean, they had a steady stream, and you can't say, well, this was one guy's fault. but they had a steady stream of personnel managers and general managers who just kept making one bad decision after another. But, you know, I think my all-time favorite is probably Dwayne Rudd throwing his helmet, and you know, that leads to a defensive penalty. And a game, NFL game, can't end on a defensive penalty. So the Browns were winning when the clock struck zero and ended up losing the game. And that has, and that was the first of three times that that has happened to the Browns. And it is a real accomplishment to be able to lose a game when you're winning when the clock hits zero.
Talking this morning with Vince Guerrieri, the book is called Weird Moments in Cleveland Sports. Craig and I have been around a long time. We've lived through these moments. We can't believe them. But one of them that's on here that I had not heard of before is the time that Frank Robinson is getting into almost a fight in a minor league game with the Toledo Mud Hens.
Yes, that was, I heard that story right after Frank died, and I'm going, that can't be true. And I looked up the contemporary accounting from both the Plain Dealer and the press and the Toledo Blade, and they went, the Indians had a real hard time keeping the lights on in the 1970s. I mean, they were a bad team with bad attendance, and they were always strapped for cash. And they had a choice. They could make a payment to the Mud Hens, who at the time were their AAA affiliate. Now the team's still there. They're now the Tigers' AAA affiliate. Or they could go and play an exhibition game. So on a Monday, where everybody was supposed to be off, they hopped on a bus and went to Toledo to play a minor league game at old Ned Skelton Stadium. And I don't know if you've ever been there, but it is a venue very ill-suited to baseball. And it was a miserable night, and the pitcher for the Mud Hens was a guy that the Indians had cut at training camp, and he was mad that he found out about this from the press, not from Robinson or any of the personnel people at the Indians themselves. And so, you know, Robinson steps in, because at that point he was still a player manager, and he steps in and he gets buzzed. And, you know, he ends up making his way down to first base, and they start jawing at each other. And next thing you know, Robinson comes over and gives him a quick left and a quick right. And, you know, one of the reports the next day said the fight was over so fast the dugouts didn't even have a chance to empty out.
There's a lot going on in this book, Weird Moments in Cleveland Sports. Of course, even on the front cover, it says Bottlegate, Bedbugs, and Burying the Pennant. So you kind of cover everybody in that particular one. So there's ones that people remember. They're sort of related to the draft, all sorts of things like that. Is there a story in there that's your favorite that you kind of like thinking? I like that one a lot.
The one that I just cracked me up was the Strat-O-Matic All-Star Game. Like I said, I had done a piece on it for Deadspin, and it was just, you know, in 1981, Cleveland was going to host the All-Star Game, and in 1981, there was a player strike. And you know, everybody says, is the city actually going to be able to host the All-Star Game this year? And the All-Star Game's usually in July. And on the day that it was supposed to be held, it ended up being the first game back after the strike was settled in August. But on the day it was supposed to be held, a couple of producers from Channel 3 in Cleveland went to Cleveland Stadium and set up some card tables and had a Strat-O-Matic All-Star Game before a crowd of dozens.
There's a picture to prove it, which is the best part of a lot of some of this stuff is the pictures, right?
Right.
Oh, that is amazing. Well, you know, more recently they did play chess out there, right? And with the current players had a chance to do that with some teams out there or some other local teams as well. So it's kind of fun to see some of that. But as a newspaper person, obviously you use some of that as the research. People want to get a hold of the book. It's called Weird Moments in Cleveland Sports. Where's a good place for them to get that?
The book is out through Gray Publishing, grayco.com. It's available at bookstores like Books A Million and Barnes & Noble. You can probably find it on Amazon as well. That's about it.
I like the cover, though. It has that guardian that we're so familiar with now, with the guardian from of traffic, except he's black. His eyes are blacked out, like the way that they want to try to keep identities secret from people on there.
I can't take a lick of credit for that. David Gray was the one who came up with that cover design.
Sounds great. Weird Moments in Cleveland Sports. Our guest this morning, Vince Guerrero. You can check it out and enjoy some fun reading, reminisce, and find out some new things that you may didn't know happened. And who knows? Tomorrow's another day. We're open to new volume 2. It's always possible in this world of sports. Vince, thanks for your time this morning.